Idealist, inviting the Spirit. In a troubled world, members of the Lord's Church can turn to our Heavenly Father and through the Holy Ghost find peace. Here are some ways to bring the Comforter into your life. Enjoy His Word. It is the Spirit which will bear record to your heart as you read the Scriptures, as you hear the Lord's authorized servants. Henry B. Eyring, Ensign, May 1991, page 67. Pray. Humble, trusting prayer brings consolation, solace, comfort, direction, and peace the unworthy can never know. Richard G. Scott, Ensign, November 2001, page 88. Fast. Fasting, coupled with mighty prayer, is powerful. Fasting will energize us spiritually, fill our homes with peace, lighten our hearts with joy, prepare us for times of adversity, and open the windows of heaven. Joseph B. Worthlin, Ensign, May 2001, page 75. Obey. To have the Spirit with us each day, it is necessary to be obedient. Robert D. Hales, Ensign, June 1999, page 13. Keep the Sabbath day holy. No recreational pleasure can equal the cleansing renewal and spiritual guidance and growth God has promised those who faithfully partake of the sacrament and honor Him each Sabbath day. Dallin H. Oaks, Ensign, May 2002, page 34. Avoid degrading media. To me, it is impossible to maintain the Spirit of the Lord while listening to music or watching movies or videos that celebrate evil thoughts and use vulgar language. M. Russell Ballard, Ensign, November 1997, page 39. Watch your words. You cannot take the name of God in vain or use filthy language and still have the right to the ministering of angels. Gordon B. Hinckley, Ensign, May 2002, page 53. Serve others. As we press forward in His service, spiritual experiences will increase our faith, and we will find great joy. M. Russell Ballard, Ensign, May 2000, page 32. End of the article. Idealist, inviting the Spirit.